It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a couple of members of the Public Works Department for Price City. I've got Scott Olson. He is the Deputy Public Works Director for Price City. And new to Price City, I've got Robbie Matkin, the Grounds Manager for the Parks and Cemeteries for Price City as well. And we're going to be talking about, with Memorial Day coming up, you know, a lot of people like to get out, post those flowers on graves and those kind of things. There are some timelines that you need to follow and some different guidelines that'll help you along the way when it comes to that. And so we've brought them in today to kind of talk about that and let everybody know what's what and the easiest way of getting things done for Memorial Day. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to be here. Appreciate you letting us come.
Well, and this is great information, and we wanted to also take the time to kind of introduce Robbie, Scott, so I'm going to let you kind of handle that before we get into it.
Robbie has worked for the parks for 7 or 8 years, and we've recently promoted him to the grounds manager for Parks and Cemetery. He brings a lot of experience to the job, and he's been in it a couple of months now, and he's doing a really really fine job at it, and we expect good things from Robbie.
And with that, we've got, as we said, Memorial Day is right around the corner, so we wanted to kind of bring you guys in and talk about some of the different things that go on at the cemeteries. They're run completely different during Memorial Day than they are mostly any time of the year. So we're going to talk about those things, and I think maybe the easiest one to start with is Cliffview Cemetery.
Yes, and Cliffview is different than the Price Cemetery in as much as that the gates will not be closed. You can still drive in and out of Cliffview with your car. The roads are adequate to let traffic pass. The thing we would like people to do is be respectful of the other folks coming to the cemetery and allow them a little bit of leeway if they need it to get past, etc.
And the other thing is the timelines for both cemeteries are the same, though, for Memorial Day, right? And we're going to bring Robbie in and let him kind of explain the timeline. So, Robbie, I'm going to let you take it away.
Yeah, the decorations can be placed 7 days before Memorial Day, which is Monday the 22nd, and 7 days after, Monday the 5th of June. This cleanup will begin Monday the 12th of June. All decorations left will be cleaned and disposed of, so make sure you grab everything you want.
And once again, that's the same for both cemeteries. And as we were speaking, the Cliffview Cemetery, you're still going to be able to drive through the Cliffview Cemetery. The Price City Cemetery is a little different because the roads are a little narrower in there. So you guys even close the gates. And Robbie, I'm going to let you, when do you guys close the gates on that? When will that happen?
We're going to be locking the gates in Price Cemetery Saturday the 27th at 5 a.m.
And so if you are an elderly or you need some help getting to where you need to be, there will be somebody there to kind of help you find headstones and grave sites and things like that. But you will not be allowed to ride like on the back. You've actually got to be able to ride in the seat, correct? So how is that going to work?
Yes. So we have side-by-sides. They're just utility side-by-sides. And we can actually carry one person safely. But we are more than happy to carry your flowers and et cetera to the grave in the back.
And I think, too, it's important, as I said, to let people know that there will be somebody there if, like, you think you know where they're at, but you're not 100% sure, because we do have a lot of folks, too, that come in from out of town that need help with that. And there will be somebody there to kind of point directions and get people where they need to go as well.
Yes. So at the Price City Cemetery, we have a kiosk at the building where the restrooms will be, and the restrooms will be open. And there'll be somebody there to help you go through the maps and the journal to find out what section and everything. So we'll be happy to help you there. And in Cliffview Cemetery, up by the bathrooms, we actually have a kiosk and some maps available there now as well.
So you'll be able to find where you need to get to there. And of course, at the same in both cemeteries, once again, there are certain things that you can and you can't do at the cemetery. So let's go through that list right now and let people know what's good and what's not good at the cemeteries.
So we're pretty much the same thing. We're just going to keep following the policy. No trees, no shrubs, anything like that. If they are placed, they will be removed. Let's see. Shepherd hooks are allowed during periods of observance, but they will be removed during the next cleanup date.
So, and that will be, you're saying that the cleanup date on that will be the 12th, correct?
Yes.
So you have to have everything out of there before the 12th. If you want to keep it, you've got to have it out of there before the 12th.
Yes, we will not be keeping anything. We will clean the cemetery and we will dispose of everything.
Okay, and the other thing too, and I we see this every year, somebody will post something on Facebook and somebody took this or somebody else took that. If you see somebody that's maybe doing something that they shouldn't do, what's the best policy? Who do they get in touch with you? Do they just call, you know, the police? What's the best thing to do?
Either way, but if the cemetery staff is at the cemetery, for instance, during the Memorial Day observance, they should be able to contact a member of the cemetery staff. If it comes to that, they can get a hold of the police. We hope it doesn't do that, but it could. So we're going to have adequate staffing. Somebody should be around to report that too.
Okay, and yeah, I see it all the time that people are saying somebody took this off of, you know, my child's grave or my mom's grave or something like that. So that's probably the best way to handle it is with you guys there at the cemetery and let them know if you see something that just doesn't look right.
Yep,
you
know, say something, please.
Right, absolutely. So we've got that, all of that going on. And once again, let's give them the dates they can place when starting.
Decorations can be placed 7 days before, which is Monday the 22nd, and 7 days after, Monday the 5th of June.
And then you're going to give them until the 12th to get everything off of there.
Yes. Yeah, the cleanup will begin on the 12th, and we will dispose of everything left.
All right. So is there anything else that we need to know about this? You said that we will get the... You know, the Memorial Day notes, rules, kind of, you'll have them posted on the Price City Facebook page?
I'll get them on the Facebook page and also on the Price City website. You are able to access the cemetery policy. So if you're interested in that, want some light reading, that'd be a good place to go get that.
All right. So you can get all of these, will be available to you as well. But it's just nice to get you guys in here to kind of spell it out so everybody knows.
Yep.
So that there's maybe no misunderstandings. And if there are, if you're having a little trouble understanding something, you can always check it out on the Price City Facebook page.
Yes.
All right. Scott Olson, Deputy Director for Public Works, and Robbie Matkin, Grounds Manager for Parks and Cemeteries for Price City. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.